Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue through Judges and in our attempts to encourage us to be in God's Word and reading, sharpening one another as iron sharpens iron, which means we challenge each other with our thinking and our thoughts, and we ask the Holy Spirit to help us as we read through it. We're in chapter 16 of Judges, and here we are continuing with the story of Samson. So let's just dive right in. Samson went to Gaza, and there he saw a prostitute, and he went into her. The Gazites were told, "Samson has come here," and they surrounded the place and set an ambush for him all night at the gate of the city. He kept quiet all night, saying, "Let us wait till the light of the morning, then we will kill him." But Samson lay till midnight. And at midnight he arose and took hold of the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and pulled them up, bar and all, and put them on his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that is in front of Hebron. After this, he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, "Seduce him and see where his great strength lies, and by what means we may overpower him, that we may bind him to humble him, and we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me where your great strength lies and how you might be bound, that one could subdue you." And Samson said to her, "If they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, then I shall become weak and be like any other man." Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 fresh bowstrings that had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now she had men lying in ambush in an inner chamber, and she said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he snapped the bowstrings as a thread of flax snaps when it touches the fire. So the secret of his strength was not known. And we'll stop there. All right, so this is obviously where we get into the story of Samson and Delilah. And it starts off with this interesting story of him going to Gaza and finding this prostitute. Now, this prostitute, this word prostitute, there's 2 types of prostitutes. One that is a prostitute in a temple to a god, or a temple prostitute, and the other is one that is not. We'll just say religious. That's what this one is. And he has this affair, if you will, with this prostitute and escapes this plan for the Philistines to kill him. Now remember, the Philistines, they know that Samson is keeping them from ruling over Judah or all of Israel how they want to. And so they really want to take care of him. And he is right in the heart of their territory, Gaza, and which is very interesting in today's news and what's going on in the world, or in Gaza, in the Middle East, in Israel. So he escapes their first attempt, and he loves this woman in the valley of Sorek. So it's a different woman whose name is Delilah. And so now they're thinking, okay, this guy's got a great strength. Let's use our beautiful woman that he's falling in love with to figure out his strength. Now, Samson is on to her, it seems, anyways. And so her first attempt is foiled because he gives her bad information. And when she says, "There's Philistines upon you, the men are coming," whatever, that he breaks these 7 strings of bow as if they were nothing, which is pretty impressive, regardless. Very, very impressive, actually. So his strength is great, and he's not talking about the Spirit of the Lord coming upon him at this point. His desire is another thing. So as he rules over Israel over these 20 years, we're running into all these issues that Samson is having. And obviously Delilah is a big deal, and we're going to see more about that as we move on with the end of Samson's story. But for today, just recognizing that, okay, this is a story. It is a story, obviously, of Samson. It does include now more women. There's already been other women. Now we have this prostitute in Gaza. Now we have Delilah in the Valley of Sorek. And so we're going to see this played out. But it is God is doing this because of his care for the Israelites. And Samson's been given this great strength. And even though he's playing the fool, God is still going to use him. And so maybe that'll encourage you today, that even though you feel like you have played the fool, God can still use you. And I am one of those fools. God bless you. Talk to you soon.